take me a minute to move these things.
The storage room of the Claussen Museum in Petersburg is full of discarded stories, and curator Anne Lee is mobilizing people in the area to help her unravel one.
Madeline the mannequin.
She drags a cart and a mannequin out of the closet, working her way to a painting case in the corner. A couple of weeks ago, she'd been looking for some paintings listed in the museum's computer, all by the same artist.
And there had been one that was up on top of this cabinet that we put out a few months ago. But the other ones, I kept saying, were in the painting case.
But the painting case was empty. At least, Lee thought it was.
Finally, this little breathing hole here, I see there's canvas back there. I didn't realize that it was two-sided. So you can roll this big picture case out. And back here were all these huge landscape paintings by F.M. Harrow.
Most of the paintings are about 10 feet wide and just a couple of feet tall. They depict landscapes reflective of Southeast Alaska, mountains on the horizon, streams and skinny trees filling up the foreground. A couple of the paintings are torn in places with holes as big as your fist. But that, too, is part of their story.
It's just age. They were oil paints on cotton sheets, so not as strong as canvas.
Cotton sheets, oil paints, scenery, and a signature for F.M. Harrow. That's all Lee had to go on in trying to figure out who and where these paintings came from.
I called the State Museum. I called the museums in Sitka. Nobody has ever heard of them.
Him or her, it's not yet clear. Lee also scoured the internet for leads, and eventually she found another painting by F.M. Harrow.
And it's in Metlakatla at the community center there. And it is of early Metlakatla, and they have a date. It was painted in 1930.
In 2016, KRBD in Ketchikan published an article called A Tale of Two Metlakatlas. The article is about the history of the community, not F.M. Harrow, but it includes a photo of a woman pointing at the painting. It was an exciting find, but Lee still doesn't know where that painting came from. So far, reaching out to the community has yielded a few clues. Someone pointed out a book by the cowboy poet James Wilt that had been illustrated by F.M. Harrow. Another contributor said census information suggests the artist was a house painter in Oregon. Lee still has a long way to go to fill in the gaps of the story. In Petersburg, I'm Alana Elder.